Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Dom Giordano program. I am thrilled by that first hour. Because here are people that are Trump supporters and all, and they're not getting in a lather saying, oh, we're taking away the NFL and the Johnson Amendment and all that. They're looking at this, and they have an issue. They're not just going to be blindly going off as the media would have you believe and saying, oh, yeah, we're cutting corporate rates. That means that's going to flow to the worker. It might, you know, the climate would be a lot better. I'm on board with it. I want to say that. But Congressman Ryan Costello, I'm so glad he called in here on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, thank you for responding. This wasn't scheduled. Glad your guys were listening.
Yeah, happy to. Look, I'm here. I'm here because I think this is a very complex subject. This is a comprehensive rewrite of a tax code that most people don't view very favorably. And anytime you do that, you're going to have a lot of people get confused. You're going to have a lot of people with legitimate questions. And you got to take it step by step and hear from people, but also explain how this thing is shaken out. So glad to be on.
Well, and you're particularly glad because you do respond. You know the details. I admire that. And you are somebody who knows Paul Ryan as well, almost, I think, as most people we can get on. So that's great. I'll give you one thing that sprung up here, and I know you're not an economist. I just play one on the radio. The idea that, you know, Ryan was putting out there, even Rush went after him, Congressman, a couple weeks ago, and I saw why, that it's almost a given that we cut the corporate rate, which I want to do, and I know you do, and ads are running here and all that, that that is going to, I didn't even want to say the trickle down, it's such a stupid phrase, but it's going to flow to the average worker. We break so-called wage stagnation. And that's something that people have been really upset about this morning. They're believers, but they don't know that they can trust in that.
So just a couple preliminary thoughts, and then I'll address that directly. I have a lot more reading to do. This just came out. It's 400 pages. So, you know, and every time you cut something, there's a trade-off. We all mm-hmm. know that. But I think two main points here. Number one, we are encouraging companies to create jobs overseas because our corporate rate is so, so high. So I think we want to make sure that our corporate rate is competitive so that our companies are growing here, not overseas. That's number one.
And
number
I would, two, and I would agree. That it seems
think,
to be
I
to
think
be
everybody
a,
agrees with
right, that.
Right.
Well,
everybody,
it,
everybody
and
agrees
I,
with that, but you're hitting on the next point, and it's a legitimate
right,
point.
Right. But I first I was going to say the economically, they will create more jobs here. That's obvious. That will happen. But it's the pay of the jobs that's going to be the issue.
I agree with you, but you're honing in on the very legitimate point, and that is, if you're a worker in southeastern Pennsylvania, is this really going to help me lift my wages? Like, will it actually do that if I work for a C corp? And if you go back to the 1980s, and you look at the Reagan tax cuts, a liberal economist will say, "Oh, this didn't lift wages, right?" But actually, it did, because new jobs were created. They came in at the lower pay scale. Those that had existing jobs for C corps actually did see a wage increase. That's number one. Number two, though, we do need to lay out more detail and more data on those points so people have a better understanding of that. Number two, for those C corp wage earners, I would encourage them to look at what tax bracket they're in and what kind of tax cut they may get, but also do the math. I need to do the math for my district, because you have the property tax deduction that's back in, you have the mortgage interest deduction that is back in, and you need to look at that and decide whether you would take the standard deduction, which has doubled, or you'd still take the itemized deductions. And there's just a lot of complexity to it, and every individual has to look at it. And I'm not coming on your radio program saying, we just released a 400-page tax bill, everybody get on board. I'm saying, we released a 400-page tax bill, everybody look at the details and evaluate whether this works for you, because I think we all need to listen to people calling into your show and people in my district and in Meehan's district and in Fitz's district to make sure that this is going to work for folks. Absolutely.
That is very, very sensible. Let me take you back, though, with what you said about the rig. Let's talk about, in your view, and you're closer to this than I, what is it that will not compel, but motivate corporate America? I get it, more jobs here, newer jobs and all that. But how about people in existing jobs? Why would wages then get a bump just because they're going to be more competitive here with this kind of tax rate?
The more jobs that you create, and by the way, we have a very low unemployment right now, and I think that is because of what's happened over the past 9 months. You know, business is no longer the enemy. But if you have a tighter labor market, the economists, all right, you mentioned, you know, sort of tongue-in-cheek, you're not an economist, I'm not an economist. But if you look at, an economist will say, the tighter the labor market that you have, the more the businesses have to compete for employees. How do you compete for employees? You offer better wages, better benefits. So a tighter labor market, which we are experiencing right now, we just created, I think the report just came out, 260,000 new jobs created just this past month. The tighter the labor market, the more the companies are going to have to compete for jobs. Second, therefore a lower rate enables you to pass through those, pass that through to employees. That would be the short answer.
Yeah, and again, I think there is maybe so much propaganda. You hear it all the time, too, that corporate America, it's different now. You know, it's not the bond they used to have with the worker in the old days, even back to the Reagan years, Ryan, and they're just not going to do it. I agree with you. That's one economic indicator that seemingly would move it. By the way, the numbers are out. It is the lowest unemployment rate since 2000 now. That's great
news. That tells you something.
It does tell you something.
Listen. I will speak out when I feel that the president says things that I disagree with. But at the same point in time, we are not whacking more and more regulations on small businesses across this country. We are not making it harder to invest in small businesses. We are trying to facilitate economic growth. And I think, look at the stock market. What's the stock market at today? I mean, you know, there are some good stories out there. We just need to be out there explaining them. And I think that this tax reform package is going to, it's going to be a net positive, but I need to review the details and I need to take your questions and we need to spend the time. Because here's the other thing, Dom. This bill just came out. It's going to get marked up next week, so there's going to be tweaks to it. Then it's going to go to the Senate. They're going to do their own bill. Then it's going to come back. I mean, this is going to be a six-week process. And I have to tell you, the Democrats were polling in my district 4 weeks ago on a tax bill that hadn't even been introduced to figure out how to attack it, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, this is, we have to put our heads down and focus and dive into the details. And I am not telling anyone today that you should support this. I'm saying look at it, spend the time, and don't just, don't fall victim to the propaganda, because that's what folks are trying to do. They do not want hardworking families to have more money in their wallet. They want to send more and more money to Washington, D.C., and I reject that premise.
Absolutely. Now, I think either strategically or whatever, what you guys have to do, because of where Democrats are going to attack, I don't see the upside for people making $1 million a year or stuff like that in here. In other words, I don't see them getting big breaks carved out in any sense. I would like to see across the board, you know, tax cut. That's what Rand Paul talks about. But I realize, you know, if it looks that way, Democrats will just kill you in the popular media then. So there's.
I've heard you say that on the radio. And
yeah.
Look, the top rate hasn't changed, right?
Right.
So to the extent that's sort of the argument. When they were polling, the two questions were about whether this is a tax break for the president, and two, about this literally, Washington Post gave that attack. You're not making that attack, but that's the attack out there. Four Pinocchios. I thought the worst you could get was three Pinocchios. You can get four Pinocchios, and that's it. So I learn something new every day.
Anything else in here, too, that you really are diving into that you think people are going to be concerned about? How about you can clarify. You may not be able to. I realize it's 400 pages.
I'll try.
My sense, though, is of the medical deduction and all that, that's a false thing. In other words, there is a deduction here. It's just not as extensive, maybe, as it was. Am I right about that?
That's the one that I'm actually honing in on.
Okay.
More than any else. That would be the top one, to be honest with you, that I'm going to be spending some time on. But here's the other thing. I mean, look, we eliminate the ANT. I mean,
that is the biggest. I don't know about you, if that is a killer.
In the old days, that was only the top 1%. More and more southeastern Pennsylvania middle-income families mm-hmm. have to do two tax returns to figure out which one, and then they got to pay the higher amount.
Yeah, so, and you know, you keep all these things. I don't know about you. I have shoe boxes. I dump it in there. That's my methodology. I got a guy who's a great tax guy, and then I bring the shoe box there, and we go through all this, and then at the end he says, but you still have to pay X alternative minimum tax, despite how careful you were at keeping all this stuff.
Right. I mean, look. Family of four making $59,000 per year on average is going to save $1,100 a year. Single mother making $30,000 per year with an 11-year-old daughter is going to get a $700 larger refund. Firefighter making $50,000 a year is going to see single is going to take a tax cut of $1,300. New homeowners making $115,000 per year in a high state is looking at a total tax cut of over $1,000. There is example after example after example of hardworking men and women who are going to do better under this tax code. We need to be out there emphasizing these stories, but we also have to look honestly at what the trade-offs are. You just spoke of one of them, and be honest. I mean, Americans are smart people, and you know, we're going to have to go through the details line by line. This is not a sprint. It's a marathon. This is going to be a long 6 weeks, but we need to deliver on our agenda for the American people.
Now, is there any place you would point people to see your thinking? I'm sure you'll be updating and what you're doing around. Where should they go, Ryan?
Yeah, so what I'll do is I'll get you the best website to go once I go offline
okay.
So folks can tune in. And the other thing is we're going to have a calculator so folks can go in and take their specific information so that they can run the numbers for their own self.
Hey, I want to point people toward that because several people have sent it to me and I can't, you know, check them out.
That's the most important thing.
Yeah, I'll trust yours. Where you tell us where it's going to be and we'll drive people toward that.
Appreciate it.
Tom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.